Sleep should be the most natural thing in the world, yet millions find themselves staring at the ceiling night after night, calculating remaining sleep hours before dawn. What if everything you've been taught about fixing sleep problems is actually making them worse? Daniel Erickson's revolutionary approach to overcoming insomnia hinges on a counterintuitive truth. The solution isn't trying harder, it's doing less. This method has helped thousands reclaim their natural sleep ability without medications or complex routines. Even celebrities like Matthew McConaughey have embraced similar surrender approaches to finally overcome sleep struggles. In a world obsessed with sleep tracking and optimization, this methodology stands as a refreshing rebellion against our hyperactive approach to rest. The path to peaceful sleep begins with understanding a simple truth. Your body already knows how to sleep perfectly well if you'd only get out of its way. Sleep is governed by two fundamental factors: sleep drive, gas, and arousal, brake. Sleep drive builds as adenosine accumulates in your brain throughout the day, while hyperarousal from anxiety can prevent sleep despite significant sleepiness, similar to how negative emotions suppress appetite despite hunger. When going to bed, you'll experience one of four scenarios: no sleepiness with no arousal, peaceful rest; no sleepiness with arousal, frustration; sleepiness with arousal, insomnia; or sleepiness without arousal, ideal sleep. Most insomnia sufferers have both insufficient sleep drive and excessive arousal from worrying about sleep itself. Good sleepers approach bedtime passively, without analyzing patterns or obsessing over quality. All humans experience 4 to 6 brief awakenings nightly, but good sleepers remain unaware as they drift back to sleep effortlessly. Insomnia typically develops through predisposition, being an overthinker, precipitating events, stress, and perpetuating factors, your reaction to poor sleep. The real problem emerges when you perceive sleeplessness as a threat, activating your fight or flight response and making sleep even more elusive. Deliberate attempts to produce or improve sleep paradoxically worsen insomnia. Only your natural sleep drive can genuinely produce sleep. Relying on supplements, temperature control, specialized pillows, or other interventions creates a destructive cycle. Failed efforts increase hopelessness, while successful ones undermine our natural sleep confidence by creating dependency on external aids. Despite research showing their ineffectiveness for clinical insomnia, sleep hygiene guidelines remain standard advice. These recommendations create anxiety by suggesting sleep is fully controllable and unnecessarily complex. The issue isn't imperfect rule adherence, but believing any deviation causes sleep problems. Setting specific sleep goals leads to counterproductive monitoring, checking clocks and calculating sleep duration that fuels insomnia. Notice how easily you fall asleep watching TV versus actively trying to sleep? When people stop controlling their sleep, cease monitoring sleep metrics, and release the need for perfect conditions, their natural sleep ability often returns. This paradox, that less effort leads to better sleep, forms the foundation of effective insomnia treatment. Insomnia experts recommend spending less time in bed as the most effective intervention for sleep troubles. This approach builds stronger sleep drive through increased wakefulness, uses reverse psychology to reduce fear, and restores sleep confidence. The strategy involves setting a consistent 7-hour window with a firm rise time, avoiding daytime sleep, and only going to bed when truly sleepy, breaking the cycle of compensatory behaviors that perpetuate insomnia. Rather than following standard advice about calming bedtime routines, engage in activities you genuinely enjoy before sleep. Any pre-bed activity becomes a positive sleep cue if you sleep well, while even relaxing activities become associated with sleeplessness if you sleep poorly. When you wake at night, accept that you can't force sleep. Avoid checking the time and instead focus on pleasant thoughts or activities. Have a playbook of engaging options ready. Paradoxically, when you look forward to these middle-of-night activities rather than dreading awakening, you'll likely sleep through the night. Recovery from insomnia progresses through four distinct stages that help set realistic expectations. The baseline stage is your starting point. Minimal sleep confidence, persistent worry, unpredictable patterns, and mostly sleepless nights. You experience racing thoughts at bedtime, clock watching, and anxiety about next day performance. The yo-yo stage begins when implementing the set-it-and-forget-it approach, lasting 2 to 4 weeks. This challenging phase brings dramatic swings between good and poor nights. Though sleep remains unpredictable, occasional faster fall asleep times signal improvement. The foothold stage, 3 to 5 weeks, brings steady progress. Sleep worry decreases, confidence builds, and good nights outnumber bad ones. Your relationship with sleep shifts from adversarial to neutral. The recovery stage features minimal worry, robust confidence, and predictable patterns. You recognize your thoughts and habits were the main obstacles, and occasional poor nights no longer trigger old patterns. Success hinges on persisting through the yo-yo stage. Many get discouraged when worrying less doesn't immediately improve sleep, not realizing this mental shift is progress. Sleep patterns need time to normalize after years of insomnia. Sleep is a physiological function, as essential and automatic as breathing. It's indestructible. Your body generates sleep internally, increasing sleep pressure when needed. You can never run out of sleep ability. The concept of putting yourself to sleep is flawed because sleep was never a conscious skill. Good sleepers aren't doing anything special. Their lack of effort enables good sleep. You haven't lost any ability. You've just incorrectly started viewing sleep as requiring conscious effort. Stop postponing life until you sleep better. This creates performance anxiety by making sleep the gateway to a good life. While good sleep improves your days, you have more control over daytime activities than sleep itself. By engaging in enjoyable activities despite fatigue, you create better days that lead to better nights. A sleepless night builds sleep drive for the following night and reduces fear when you prove you can function without catastrophe. By treating insomnia like voluntary all-nighters and finding ways to enjoy the next day despite fatigue, you'll paradoxically reduce future sleepless nights. Imagine insomnia as a critter that grows when fed and shrinks when starved. It feeds on fear of losing health, time spent trying to sleep, and attention analyzing your sleeplessness. When you recognize insomnia is harmless, reduce time in bed, and redirect attention, the critter begins to shrink. Better sleep doesn't come from discovering the perfect supplement, medication, or gadget. The constant searching itself gives insomnia oxygen through attention. Whether through preoccupation or experimentation, focusing on sleep keeps insomnia alive. People who've overcome insomnia often report, "I stopped worrying." But you can't simply decide to stop worrying. The solution combines understanding and action. Education changes thoughts, which changes emotions. Meanwhile, spending less time in bed and engaging in enjoyable activities reinforces helpful thinking patterns. Sleep isn't something you achieve, it's something you allow. When you release the struggle and embrace the paradox that better sleep comes through less effort, you'll rediscover what your body naturally knows, how to drift into rest.